track five, and we come to the family announcements. And there are 8 notices of death this week, starting with Altree Sheila, who passed away at Springfield Residential Home on the 31st of July, aged 82. The interment of her ashes will take place at Beer Cross Woodland Burial Ground on Thursday, the 18th of September at 1 p.m. and all friends are welcome.
Baker Melvin, known as Mel. He sadly passed away at Rowcroft Hospice on Sunday, the 10th of August, aged 82 years. The funeral service will be held at Torquay Crematorium on Thursday, the 4th of September at 2:30. Donations, if desired, to Rowcroft Hospice.
Gould, Margaret Elizabeth, known as Meg, passed away peacefully on the 1st of August, aged 88. A memorial service to be held on the 3rd of September at 12 o'clock noon at Lustley Parish Church. Dress casual, no black.
Grogan, Patricia Ann, known as Pat, passed away at the RD&E on the 6th of August, aged 80. Her funeral service for all who knew and loved her will take place on Friday the 29th of August at 10:45 a.m. at Our Lady and St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Tynmouth. Collection or donations to Asthma and Lung UK.
Moroni John passed away peacefully following an illness on the 13th of August at Lincombe Manor, Torquay. The funeral service will be held at Our Lady and St. Patrick Church, Tynmouth, on Thursday the 4th of September at 10 a.m. Donations are for the British Heart Foundation.
Phil Potts, Iris, passed away on the 12th of August, aged 92. There are no funeral arrangements for this death.
Sap Stewart passed away after a short illness on Thursday, the 24th of July, aged 83. Some of you will know Stewart as a former dental surgeon, the governor at Coombshead School, chair of Chudleigh Parish Council and United Chudleigh Charities. And a memorial service for Stewart will be held at Chudleigh Parish Church on Monday, the 1st of September at 1 p.m.
Simon H. Judith Ann passed away peacefully at the Royal Devon and Exeter Hospital on August the 1st, age 94. A celebration of her life will take place at St. Peter's Church, Sheldon, on August the 29th at 10 a.m. Donations go to the Rowcroft Hospice. And that concludes our announcements for this week.